it's my honor and privilege tonight to be able to introduce Mr. Ken Moore, obviously the leader of our Moore Success team for 30 plus years, and you know, just a tremendous asset to not only to us on the Moore team, but to Legal Shield. And, you know, I could go over, I have a whole list of awards and all kinds of things, and $500,000 ring earner and all the things, chairman's award, all the stuff, executive vice president company. But, you know, I think, and I've told him many, many times, I just appreciate his friendship and his leadership. And as all of us on the Moore team know, when Mr. Ken Moore talks, everyone does want to listen, and that's been shown at the last several conventions and over the years and that sort of thing. So what I want to do, Mr. Ken Moore, we appreciate you, love you. I want to have you come on the line now and introduce our speaker, and I know you have special ties to her, but we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you and Ms. Shirlene and the whole Moore team family, Moore family. We certainly appreciate and love you guys. If you'll take the call over, we'll let you have it there.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate everything you do. Thank you for Alex doing there. You know, we got such a great team. We have so many speakers just on our own personal team. It's just absolutely fabulous. But I'd like to say our retreat's coming up in January. I won't go into all the details, but we're going to have lots of awards. I know that Jeremy's already reconfirmed with Darnell Self and Melissa Wilder, Stephanie's taking care of that, and a lot of other speakers, Rip Mason. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a lot of our own people, though, because we really are so proud to have the outsiders come in, but we really got so many powerful on our team, we don't need to. But this next speaker, you're right, is not just my team member. She's, as far as we're concerned, Shirley and I, she's a friend and a member of our family. Been that way for 29 years now. Dave, that's a long time. She's consistently a top recruiter. She's been that way for 20-something years. She's developed a large, large team with a large organization. She is a 200,000-plus every year, consistently in the Performance Club for over 170 months, Platinum Jacket earner, Millionaire Club member. You could just go on and on and on. But most of all, she's a number one member of the Moore Success team, member of our family, and our family loves her very much, and so does the whole team. It's my honor and my privilege to introduce you tonight, Miss Linda Bowden.
Well, I thank you, Ken, and I can't believe it's been 29 and a half years. We've got to count that half because that was rough the first 6 months. So I think what I'm going to talk about tonight, and I've really had a lot of fun. I spent a couple hours working on this today, and it was something I thought about for quite a long time. And it's something that you want to, some of these things I'm going to say, you might think, huh, why is she saying that? But really think about it, because everything I'm going to say tonight are either things that I'm doing or thinking or things that I've learned from people that are way smarter than I am. And I think, you know, sometimes you really have to look backwards to move forward. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but you kind of have to look backwards to see where you've gone. Even though they're telling you, you know, you need to be looking in that windshield instead of your rear view mirror. But sometimes if you look backwards, you know, you need to assess, you know, where have I been? Where have I been? And where do I want to go? So, you know, when I started out in Legal Shield, I had no background, you know, and I learned something. I was sitting in a class in the home office one day a few years ago, and it really hit me hard. A lady in the audience stood up and she was almost ashamed, and she said, well, I have no background to do this. And I thought to myself, holy cow, I have no background. It just occurred to me in that moment that there's people out there thinking, well, I don't have any kind of a background to do this business. And so I say to you, you know, when I started out, and Ken can testify to this, I had no background. I had no real life skills. I hadn't yet developed the tools to run a multi-million dollar producing business. You know, I was waiting on tables and going to school. I was a great waitress. I always made sure I made the most tips. And my manager one day looked at me, and he was wanting to scold me for something. And he looked at me, he said, Linda, he says, do you see that pole over there? And I said, yeah. And he goes, if you started talking to that pole, I guarantee you it would start talking back to you. So you need to get back there and get some ice. And I thought, wow, I should have known right then that I was in sales, right? So I was waiting on tables, and I, you know, and at some point, as only a type A could do, I was working two waitress jobs and going to school. And my schedule was absolutely nuts. I mean, my life was scheduled out to the nth degree with little sleep in there. You know, and little did I know that sometime in the future that that would really help me. So I had a few things going for me. And all of us have things going for us. So keep that in mind. You know, if any of you on the line right now are questioning yourself, just remember, we all have things going for us. I had belief, I had drive, and I had a work ethic. And I'm really thankful for those three things, and I attribute my work ethic to my family. My parents were very hard workers. And those are my tools, see? Those are the tools that I had. Those are those God-given innate tools. You know, and I had an explorer's curiosity, and I was very coachable. And I could tell you stories about being coachable. We won't talk about those tonight, but I was very coachable. I mean, when Ken told me something, I did it to the nth degree. And, you know, today I still have belief. So I've carried the tools with me over the years. I still have drive. And I still have an explorer's curiosity. Okay, so those three things have kind of threaded throughout my career. So let's talk first of all about belief. And I'll spend the most time about belief tonight because I think this could be your number one tool. Everybody on this line, you've got to have belief, okay? And belief is the backbone of your business. Even if you don't know what you're doing, which none of us do when we get started. I didn't know what I was doing. Belief is the backbone of your business. It's the quality that keeps you up at night. It's, you know, how many of you remember when you first started your business just losing sleep because you're always thinking about what you wanted to do next to the business? It's the thing that drives you. Belief's that intangible that makes you run through walls, as they say. You will find that sometimes you will be believing when everybody else is doubting. I mean, I know when I started this business, my parents, you know, my father's gift to us, God rest his soul, was a college education. That was his gift to us. Can you imagine today's world what that would be worth? And that was his gift to us. So, of course, he wasn't really jiving too much on whatever this thing was that I was getting ready to do, you know. But so he wasn't really believing in me too much. You know, they were kind of doubting. But you know, you've got to make that belief unshakable. You've got to work on this, folks. This is something you got to work on. It just doesn't happen. You got to galvanize it and turn it into steel because that belief is going to carry you through life, through everything. So you have to believe in yourself no matter what. Now, think about it. How many of you right now probably need to believe a little bit more in yourself, okay? So part of belief is believing in what you can't see. And, of course, that's biblical, but it's so true. It's just having that vision, you know, that seeing when you really can't see. It's that vision that you have in your head and your soul. I couldn't possibly see this future in 1987. I mean, if you would have told me back then, and you ask any leader probably that's been around for a while, you know, I don't know if any of us could have seen what we are experiencing today, all the tools and the technology and everything that's being brought to the table for us. You know, I wasn't equipped with the tools to see 2016. I had no tools, believe me. But I believed, see. I'm going back to that again. See, I believed. There was that belief in me. It's, you know, believe in it shall be done unto you. Believe in yourself, your abilities, and some of those abilities that you have still might be untapped. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. You've got abilities that might need to be tapped. You've got to believe in those God-given gifts. You know, and if you don't, maybe you need to ask your Creator to show you what those gifts are that He's given you that you need to develop. You know, believe in your leadership. Believe in the company. Believe in the dreams, the cause, the crusade. And believe in where your business is going to be in 20 or 30 years from now. The heck with 5 years from now. I want you to look way out there into the future. Quitting really was never a thought or even an option for me. I tell people I don't think I was smart enough to quit. I just never even occurred to me because it seemed like behind every corner there was an adventure. You know, we had lots of adventures in the 80s, trust me. lots, and lots in the 90s too. So after you've got that belief going for you, you kind of need to design a plan, okay? Here again, looking backwards, in 1987, I had no plan. I had no plan. I lived for the moment. You know, think of the millennials today. I was kind of like a millennial. I was really into experiences. I wasn't into stuff. I kind of laugh when they start describing when I said, God, I was kind of like that. You know, I had no outcomes for my life or my business. There was no outcomes there. You know, and at first I wasn't running it like a business. Sometimes, you know, you really don't know that you don't know. So what I'm trying to tell you right now is, you know what, that's okay. If you don't know, you don't know. If you feel like you haven't been running like a business, you know, you can get started now to design a plan. You know, but here again, I had belief, drive, and I was Dora the Explorer. I had that explorer's curiosity. My first goal was to make manager, okay? Now, so I finally had a goal. See, that you got to have some kind of goal. If you don't have a goal, you don't know where you're going. So, you know, Ken said, okay, you got to make manager. And, you know, poor Ken. I used to follow him around and ask him about training. I was incessantly, I hope he doesn't remember this, but I just remember just asking him, you know, where's the training, where's the tools, where's the stuff? You know, there wasn't any, you guys. There was none. So I went to the ASU library to try to find books to explain what I was doing. I literally went to the library, and I would look at the books, and I was trying to figure out what it was that I was doing, okay? So Ken probably, in his exasperation, gave me a homemade video. And I don't know if you guys have heard this or not. This is such a classic, though. Okay, for those of you that are really young, those are those big square things. They're called videos, right? He gave me, and it was, ladies and gentlemen, it was really homemade, okay? It was like a 10th generation video. Remember, this is the 80s. And what that means, for some of you that might be new to something like a video, it was probably reproduced about 10 times. It was in black and white, and it was very hard to see. But in the video, four men, one at a time, walked up to a masking tape X on the floor. Okay, literally the camera showed you that that masking tape X on the floor and proceeded to do the introductory group presentation. I was hooked. I was in heaven. And it wasn't even pretty. My favorite presenter was Wilburn Smith. What a great pick. So the next thing I did, because I was so technologically advanced and so super smart, is I had a little tiny tape recorder, and I held it up to the TV, and I taped the presentation, okay? I sat down at my desk, and I transcribed the whole presentation so that I could see it and say it, okay? That's how I learned the presentation, you guys. It was that pretty. I didn't go to a fancy class. You know, that was it. Okay, so let's get back to making managers. So my goal was to make manager. You had to make 100 sales in 60 days. So for those of you that are whining, we literally had to make 100 sales in 60 days or you had to start over again. At this point, I've been in the company about a month, so Ken had set up a booth at a Petro truck stop on I-10 that I could take some shifts working. Now, when you work in a truck stop, I don't know if you've ever been in there. It was a nice truck stop, you guys. So I was, you know, my college-educated, pretty good family, and I was working at a truck stop, and we had this little booth, and the truck drivers would come in the back door. And as they were coming in, I'd go, hey, trucker, you want to come over here and listen to, you know, the legal services? And they would walk over, and I'd have my little flip book, and I learned to do a presentation like you only had a couple minutes sometimes. And I'd flip through the pages, do my presentation. I'd walk them over to the pay phone, okay, where they would call to get method of payment or whatever, because I had to get an application, a method of payment on the spot to get an application. And you had to do it. There was no ifs, ands, or buts, because once they drove off, they were gone. And your chances of ever seeing it again were slim to none. So I did this, right? And I was working on my 100 sales, and I was working on my 100 sales, and I was pretty close. But then I realized I had to spend a whole weekend at that truck stop. I figured that was the only way that I was going to get those 100 sales, because that was my goal. And I spent an entire weekend at a truck stop, and I will tell you what, I slept in my car, I took naps in my car, at a truck stop. I look back now in horror. My father would have passed out. Oh, my goodness. But I would take naps in my car and then go back in to the truck stop sometimes in the middle of the night and do presentations. But I did get my 100 sales, and I became a manager, and that was a big deal because I did it. I had a goal, and I did it. Okay, so now let's just talk a little bit about engaging in personal development and mind renewal. I like to call it mind renewal because I think the personal development word has been way worn out. We say it like little parrots all the time, yeah, I'm doing personal development, but I don't think half the people know what it really is. I'm not really sure. I can't really tell, but really what it's about changing your mind. See, one thing that I learned from some people, very brilliant people, if you change your mind, you change your life. Of course, we all know about mind renewal in the Bible, and, you know, I won't go into my story about you know, God talking to me about mind renewal, about changing my mind. If I change my mind, I could change who I was. And to me, you know, mind renewal, you guys, is up there with belief. So you got belief as a cornerstone, and then you've got mind renewal, and you can do mind renewal. There isn't a person on this line that cannot do this. Every single one of you can do this. And if you want to change yourself, if you want to change your business, if you want to change bad habits or whatever it is you want to change, you can do this. It should be a lifelong process. And if you're wise, you'll incorporate it into your life. So here's kind of what it is. You're studying while other people are sleeping. What are you listening to or reading that can transform your life? It can transform who you are. It can transform your legacy. Okay? Like, what did you listen to today that could make a difference in your life? I'll guarantee you, if it was CNN, you've got mind disease right now, so you need to do a mental enema right now, for example. I mean, the TV is like, whoa, it's pretty bad unless you're listening to watching, I don't know, some educational stations right now. You know what I mean? Things are too crazy out there. So you need to be listening to things that are positive and good. And then you need to figure out, what am I listening to? How can I apply it to my business? In the beginning, I listened to everything. I could feed my spirit. I called it brain food for my soul. So back then, and these people you can still find, they're still current, Billy Graham, Charles Swindoll, Zig Ziglar, Dennis Waitley, Brian Tracy, Norman Vincent Peale, Tony Robbins. I listened to Tony Robbins' series so much, that Personal Power series. I wore them out, two whole series. I listened to them so much. I listened to Tom Hopkins for 3 solid years every single day. I mean, I listened to him. I listened to him so much that I finally couldn't listen to him anymore. 3 years later, I listened to him so that I could learn how to sell, so that I could learn how to open up more groups, so that I can learn to recruit more people. My commitment was so strong that I didn't watch TV for 12 years. I literally didn't watch TV for 12 years. 12 years later, and if you guys remember TPN got that dish? That is the only reason why. I don't remember what year that was. Was it 99? We all got the dish. I got a TV. And when I finally turned the TV on, I was amazed because people were actually swearing on TV. It was just really mind-blowing for me to see how much TV had changed. Okay, so to this day, and I want you to listen to this, I am very selective to this day of what I put into my mind. Very selective. If there's something on that's just, I can, my spirit just knows that if it is really negative and really nasty or whatever, I'm not going to listen to it, and I will turn it off or I'll walk out of the room. So here's what I'm listening to now. Okay, for those of you that are interested, and I tell you what, I've got something that I highly, highly, highly recommend, and that is Joel Osteen has a brand new book. And even if you don't like him, this thing is fantastic because it's more like personal development or mind renewal. It's called Think Better, Live Better. A Victorious Life Begins in Your Mind. And it says here, the way you think has incredible power over your destiny. In this inspiring new audiobook, best-selling Joel Osteen offers a life-changing strategy for reprogramming your mind to enable you to reach new levels of achievement and purpose. Does that sound like what I've just been talking about? It's fabulous, you guys, and I recommend that you get it, get a download. You need to listen to it, because if you want to do mind renewal, you need to listen. You need for it to get into your brain. And then if you need to look at the words and get the book too, but I highly recommend that you absolutely listen to it. Okay? Two other ones I'm listening to is The Entrepreneur Roller Coaster. I'm listening to this. I've already listened to it once. I'm listening to it again. And I'm also listening to The Compound Effect, and they're both by Darren Hardy. They're very good. And those are things that I can apply to my business. Okay. So now that we've got our mind renewal going and we're going to change who we are, We now need to decide. There's probably a lot of people in the line that really haven't decided to do this business. I mean, you're kind of doing it, kind of playing with it, but you haven't decided yet. And deciding means, if you look up the word decide, it means to cut off all other possibilities. Okay? Decide to learn more. Decide to care more. Decide to mind renew more. Decide to manage your time better. Decide to stop procrastinating. Decide to grow as a person. Decide to love more. Decide to win. Make a decision, or two or three or ten. It's really up to you to decide. I can't make you decide. There's no one that can make you decide. That is up to you. Okay? And this is a quote by Tony Robbins that I always loved. It's in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. Choose wisely. Okay? So look at your leadership. Ken Moore, for example, he decided to be a winner a long time ago. A long time ago. He decided to become a winner long before I knew him. I think he came out as a winner. I bet he was chatterboxing as a small child as a winner. And look at what he's done. So just look at some of your leadership that made that decision to win and look at where they're going. Okay? How far are you willing to go? And see, that decision is yours. So deciding is totally up to you. All right, so now we need to prepare a little bit. Are you prepared to start your day tomorrow? You know, I think Tom Hopkins used to talk about writing down the five most important things at night before you went to bed that you wanted to do the very next day. You know, are you prepared or are you just winging it? I mean, do you get up and just wing it? I mean, I wonder how many people just get up every single day and just totally wing it, okay? The secret to building a very big team is always having a list going. For example, so let's talk, we'll just talk for a moment about list building. This will just be one little part of preparation, but this is something that, if you know, if people ask you, how'd you blow up your business? Well, this is how I did it, okay? All right, so you know about that list, right? I mean, they still talk about the list all the time, right? Okay, the list should never end. In the beginning, we are begging people to make their list. Isn't it hysterical? You can't get people to write 10 names down. Right? In the beginning, I was so afraid of failure that instead of a list of 100 names, I had a list of 200 names, all right? And I remember when I met Alex had his list in his pocket. He had I've never seen anybody that had a list like his. And he was carrying around in his pocket. I had the smallest writing I've ever seen in my entire life, and I was like, what is that? He goes, that's my list. I was like, wow. Boy, if you find somebody that's willing to do their list, you need to latch on to them because that list is critical. Okay, so I had a list of 200 names, and I called all of them. 100 people didn't want to see me. 100 people, can you imagine people not wanting to see me? Oh, my goodness, 100 people didn't want to see me. And out of the 100 that were left, I actually had some people that, hello, they skipped the appointment. I mean, they actually weren't at the appointment. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever had that happen to you. I know I can hear some people laughing right now. I bet you, Dave Peterman, I know it's happened to you. Kenneth Moore, it's happened to him. It's happened to everybody, right? So there's no special club, okay? I actually had people that didn't show up, okay? And out of the 100 people that I met with or talked to, 20 people joined as associates. So see, I wasn't great. 20 out of 200. Actually, Alan Fernley said I was right on, and I guess he used my example when he went on the road. But out of the 20 people, 5 people really got it. So five really strong people and one superstar. I want to tell you something, folks. The superstar can be worth millions to you. Just remember that, because it's not just about them. It's about what they do and who they know and about the list that they build. But that superstar. But you may not find the superstar if you don't do the work. So you've got to create that list, right? Okay, 25 years later, I'm still adding to that list, okay? It's become lifestyle. I mean, you know, you're always adding to the list. You should be. It should become part of your DNA. It should just be something naturally that you do. You're adding someone to the list of people that you're going to send something to, you're going to email to, you're going to talk to, you know, you're going to put them in rapid funnel, whatever it is you're going to do, that list should be a part of you, part of your DNA. So for some of us, it's just getting started. We fail to start, or we start putting off things till tomorrow. So I want you just to remember, and most of you probably know this, is that procrastination is the silent killer of dreams. So you need to begin now, all right? You know, here again, if you're stuck, you know, start your mind renewal. You know, get a download. Get something to feed your mind with. Buy that CD. Download a good book. Go to class again, APT, group school, et cetera. Go to an event. Of course, a weekly meeting. And, you know, the weekly meeting needs you. And you probably need the weekly meeting. So if you're in that place, that stuck place, go. 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 Seek and you shall find. You know, in the beginning, I would drive across Phoenix if I thought two people were going to meet. We didn't have PBRs and business meetings or, you know, there wasn't really anything like that going on. Check in with your support team. Remember, you're going to produce a multi-billion dollar enterprise. So get to work. You know, I don't know what your sport was. I was a swimmer in my other life. I blame all that chlorine inhalation for part of my problems today, but you know, and the coach used to use the term if you're a swimmer, it's sink or swim. If you started swimming, then if you didn't start swimming, then the person behind you would swim over you. And that is not a good experience in swim practice, okay? But I learned a long time ago that work is fun. So you might want to make a note of this or write it down, that work equals fun. If your business is really work disguised as fun, what could your business look like? So you need to learn to equate the word work with fun. So try this tomorrow. Turn something that feels like work into fun. And part of how I do this, and I don't even know where I learned this from. I've been doing it for so long. I had no idea I was even doing it. But you say this to yourself. How can I make a game of this? How can I make a game of this? If you've got a task that you need to do and you don't really feel like doing it, it's not one of your favorite things to do, just say, how can I make a game of this? Okay, if you make it a game, if you can make it a game in your head, it's always more fun. Okay, and then let's be positive. You know, let's just be positive. And I know that just sounds so cliche, positivity, but let me tell you something. You know, things aren't always going to go your way. Of course, you've all found that out by now. You know that recruit you were basing your financial future on that's not calling you back? We've all had those. Many, many. How many people have ever heard, I'm going to make you rich? Well, we've all heard that. How about that company that you spent 3 years courting just got bought today, and now you have to start all over again with the new HR department? I know that's never happened to any of the group producers on the phone, right? So you learn to put a positive spin on everything. This is going to take practice, and this is where your personal development is going to come in, your mind renewal. With practice, you can change everything. What can you say that's positive today? Who can you praise? See, that's positive. Who can you praise today? Who can you thank today? Who can you say job well done to today? Learn to magnetize your mind to be positive. You magnetize your mind to be positive, and it's based on that self-talk. It's based on all that good material that you put in there in your mind, okay? And then lastly, you know, learn to become a winner. Some of us don't feel like winners. I understand. You know, I understand, you know. You be the winner while everybody else is quitting life, okay? If you don't feel like a winner right now, start believing, get your mind renewal going, all these things that I've been talking to you about, you're going to become a winner. You need to be the last one standing, okay? I'm going to be the last one standing. Put it on your mirror. Put it on a refrigerator. I plan on being like Ken Moore when I grow up. I mean, check it out. He came out being a winner, okay? Remember that we are all under construction all the time. So you guys, we're all changing all the time. I mean, you need to look back 5 years. Are you the same person? Are you the same person you were 10 years ago? I hope not. I hope you're so much better than you were 10 years ago. I know I am. I am. I make it a concerted effort to be a better me every day. Does it work every day? No, not every day. But it's something that I focus on. Okay? So decide right now, in this moment, while you're listening to me, to win. Decide to win. Be here in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And as Zig Ziglar used to say, we will see you at the top. And I thank you very much.
Fantastic, Linda. Fantastic. As always, what great inspiration, what a great role model you are, and how wonderful it is to have you on our team. We appreciate you very, very much. And Dave, thank you. Thank Alex for helping tonight. And folks, listen to what Linda said. Sit down and tonight and think through things. Reset your goals if you're not getting where you want to be. And remember, God don't make bad things. He made you. You are a winner. God bless you. Keep God first, family second, Legal Shield third. And we'll listen to you next time. God bless you and good night.
Good night.